Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome to the whole time.
My favorite murder. The podcast.
In tandem.
Shit.
Exactly at the same time.
Exactly.
On exactly at the same time media.
That's right. That's Karen Kilgariff.
That's Georgia Hartstark.
Hey, but
what about not the worst?
How about when we turn it around at the end? We said that we were going to do this a couple episodes ago, and now we've collected up all our information, and we're talking about fucking hooray, but we're going to read a couple of your guys's first.
Yeah, you guys were so great. You commented on Instagram, which is the ones I'm reading, and you commented on Twitter, which is what Karen's reading, with some really great fucking hoorays. So I think maybe the next few episodes, we'll just read a few at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah.
Sure.
You want to go first?
This one is my fucking hooray. Humanity doesn't always suck. This is from the Fan Cult Forum.
Okay.
By Katie E. She wrote, "Hi, MFM crew. My fucking hooray this week. I was driving home from work on an unseasonably warm winter day behind the same car for a good bit. There was an obviously squirmy kid in the back seat with the window down, waving his hand out of the window. I could tell he was turning around and waving at me sometimes, so I waved back. In parentheses, I'm not a total crank. But the best part, as I followed this car through a pedestrian heavy road, was seeing all of the folks walking who also decided to wave back to this kid.
Aww.
He had a great big smile on his face with every wave, and it was obvious he was soaking in the joy that came from waving to people and unexpectedly getting a wave back. And it was an unexpected bit of joy for me in the midst of a shitty fucking week. So fucking hooray for the happy waving kid and all the people who wave back to him. Humanity doesn't always suck. Sometimes it returns the pure, kind gestures in ways that we need."
That's so beautiful.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
It's the little things. It can be.
I love that.
I know.
Here's one from ACG_MPLS. I don't know.
She's from Minneapolis.
Yeah. My fucking hooray is that this Saturday, the day after my birthday, my miracle baby is due. We tried for 3.5 years to conceive and were convinced we couldn't. And now here we are.
Wow.
I know.
A baby. In 5 years, that baby's going to be waving out the window.
That's right.
Bringing joy to others.
That's right.
Babies are miracles.
There they are.
I really believe in the good work babies do. It's watching Nora grow up.
Aww.
And all the goodness she brought to our horrible falling apart family.
Yeah.
She really made it work. Keep us posted on the miracle baby.
Yeah.
We want to see pictures of that baby.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this?
Okay.
This is Eeyore the Holland Lop, which okay. I think is a kind of rabbit.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
Okay.
Eeyore_the_Holland_Lop. My fucking hooray is that after a year and a half being in a wheelchair, I stood up for 47.9 seconds by myself.
Yeah!
Hashtag fucking hooray. That's amazing.
That
Congratulations.
Is incredible.
Keep it up.
Love it. This is from Nikki Does Stuff. My fucking hooray. I work in an animal shelter, and pre-quarantine and during, if we're being honest, we were placing animals into foster homes. We now officially have to close our doors to the public for now, but we managed to get over 325 out of our shelter this past week. Most of those
wow.
having been in the past 3 days. SSDGM and rescue animals. Okay.
Wow.
And it's true, you guys. They're closing shelters, but these animals are still coming in. This isn't stopping. If you've ever thought about adopting a cat, a kitten, or dogs, or whatever the fuck, now is an amazing time to do it. Even if you're just going to foster during the quarantine, it's badly needed right now.
Yes, for sure. Let's see. This is from Emily Faye. It says, "My fucking hooray is that my aunt is beating pancreatic cancer."
Oh my God.
She was diagnosed mid-February with pancreatic cancer almost exactly 2 years to the day that my grandmother, her mother, lost her battle with the same disease. As many know, pancreatic cancer is one of the hardest cancers to treat and beat because most of the time it's caught too late. It started as awful news and the doctors didn't think chemo would help much. Well, on July 29th, 2020, we got the news that
that the tumor has shrunk considerably. And on August 28th, she had surgery to remove all of the cancer. She's doing great and is ready to come home. Her oncologist doesn't think additional rounds of radiation will be or chemo will be needed. We're so excited to see what the rest of her life has to offer. Fuck you, cancer. You're losing this battle. Oh, that's so Emily Faye. Congratulations.
That's so beautiful.
My Aunt Kathleen Castro, who was one of the greatest people, died of pancreatic cancer. We lost her so quickly. It was so hard. This really is the most fucked cancer. So I'm so happy for you, Emily, because that is it was amazing. And it's going to give a lot of other people so much hope to hear that.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
It's really cool.
The people who are going through normal things like cancer at this time, I can't even imagine.
This one's from Instagram. It's by Grace Bouchard. My fucking hooray is the group of badass teachers I work with. I am a special ed teacher at an elementary school, and I am proud to say that I work with caring teachers who are less concerned about students completing math problems and more worried about our kids' emotional well-being, quality of their home lives, and those whose only meal is the hot lunch they get for free at school. Within a few days, systems were set up to reach out to our students and their families virtually, deliver food via school bus drivers, and even set up free hotspots in homes so students could have internet access. Our jobs now are so much more than distance learning and posting assignments online. Yes, we come to school to teach, but we also come for our students who need that morning hug or even just eye contact. And we have started to find a way to connect while still social distancing.
Yeah,
that's lovely. Thank you, teachers, for everything you're doing.
Thank you, teachers. I feel like if there was ever a thing that was going to help people understand how cutting education funding in this country has devastated all of us, this is the kind of thing where it's just like what people are doing every day in their homes with their kids now, they're realizing that they've made it so teachers can barely make a living, and they do that every day with their kids. Ugh. And there's nothing better. It's just the best firsthand thing of like, don't you think these people deserve to make more money than so little money that they have to get second jobs, which is what my sister's had to do for the majority of her career.
Yes. Okay. Oh yeah, go.
Check this shit out. This is from Kat and Karen. With an eye. 900 days ago, I was dope sick for the last time. 900 days ago, I could only focus on getting through the next second and then the next. But those seconds turned into minutes, turned into hours, turned into days, turned into months, turned into years. My life didn't become perfect the moment I became sober. I have always been prone to depression and melancholy, and I still am. But no matter what happens today, I know I won't steal, cheat, or lie in order to get high. And at the end of each day, no matter how shitty, that is always a fucking hooray. 900 days sober.
Oh,
Holy shit. Congratulations.
Every one of these are giving me chills. That is incredible.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah. And it's a whole new life. Congratulations, Kat and Karen.
Amazing.
Good job.
I'm just amazed.
Yeah. It's really impressive.
So this one is by Totes Booked on the Fan Cult Forum. My fucking hooray is that I'm alive. I was listening to episode 216 of MFM while taking a shower a few days ago when I lost consciousness and hit my head pretty badly on my old school cast iron tub.
Ugh.
I never thought a podcast would help save my life, but listening to you guys talk helped me focus when I regained consciousness and gave me a pretty good timestamp of how long I was out for. The last thing I remember before I fell was you guys talking about Netflix and Tiger King and woke up to talk about dead flowers in a bathroom. They don't know why I fainted, but I'm still alive and it's kind of a miracle. I managed to only get a 6-inch gash and 12 stitches to the back of my skull, but it could have been so much worse. Stay sexy and don't let your bathtub murder you, Kristen.
God, Kristen.
Kristen, we're glad
I'm
you're
so
okay.
Glad. And also, she had to go get stitches at a time like this.
Totally.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Good. I'm glad that turned out good. Okay, this is sent by MFM 007 Murderino.
Okay. Oh,
James Bond. Since March 16th, I have been at home with both kids 9 and 11 full time. So we've been doing, So we've been doing new activities to keep ourselves busy while still at home. One of them is chalking up the driveway. At first, it was all of us. Being that the kids get bored easily, they left the art activity and I fell deeper into the activity.
Ooh.
And then in parentheses, better than doing laundry and dishes. Now I am a chalk legend of the neighborhood. I have created some easy ones. But I have leveled up. I have a lot of neighbors looking forward to the new pieces. Also, I made a new friend while doing this. She is a true muralist. She's come over a couple of times and was extremely generous and made two art pieces. I wish I could upload the photos. She did a real... it's just like, I wish I could, but I can't.
No, but it's... Yeah.
She did a realistic vulture and realistic butterfly.
Oh.
I have done a tree frog, a sea turtle hatching from an egg, and a funny shark bird. That's right, a bird with a shark's head. I saw a meme of it and I couldn't resist. Good thing about this art is every time it rains, I get a new canvas.
Yay.
Thank you, ladies, for what y'all are doing, and take care. We will be chalking it up even after this goddamn pandemic is over. Yours, Cheryl.
I love it.
So good.
Chalk. Do I?
Also, it's like you're forced into these things and then it's like, yeah, that's awesome that you're doing chalk murals in your driveway.
Yeah, I bet it's like so stress relieving. Can you please do us a favor and do a what is it, a river dolphin? Please.
Please do a water dolphin
or
a river dolphin. Yeah, whatever.
Either
whatever
one
makes most sense to you.
This is from Mushroom Beast. My hashtag fucking hooray is that my mom, Linda, gave me a thumbs up yesterday. My mom had a stroke in February and it was the scariest day I've ever experienced. She was totally healthy, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, and one Sunday morning, she just had a stroke. She was paralyzed down her left side for a while, and with intense physiotherapy, her movement is coming back, and we kept joking that when she could give me a thumbs up, we'd celebrate. Well, yesterday I came downstairs and she was sitting grinning at me with her thumb up. She's the strongest woman I know, and she has just been so determined and focused in her recovery. So fucking hooray and thumbs up.
Yes. Oh my God.
Crazy the little things you focus on, like, and that matter once, you know, once everything is real.
I guess. When you get that perspective of like, listen, this is the thing that it gives us a lot of stress and a lot of, you know, panicky feelings. But there is this advantage to looking at life like that could happen to you, or you could catch the cerebral disease or something, that this is not, we are lucky. Every moment that we have with our health is a gift, and we should treat ourselves like it's a gift, and we should treat other people like it's a gift, and we should all go out onto our symbolic porches with our symbolic violins and play them for other people and be nice to your neighbors and wave to people and like get in the game while you still can. It's important.
I love that. It's so true. It's so true.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one is from Formaldehyde.
That's a good one.
So good. My fucking hooray is that I didn't do shit. I didn't leave my house for anything other than groceries. I didn't let my kids flout the common sense rules that are in place for everyone's safety. I stayed home, ate the same boring ass food that we've been eating for 8 goddamn weeks, watched every episode of Golden Girls for the millionth time, kicked my family's ass in Settlers of Catan and Rummy Cube. Oh, I fucking love Rummy Cube so much.
I forgot about that one. Yeah.
It's a good game. Survived the shit show that is e-learning for a first grader, a sixth grader, and a 10th grader.
Oh, honey.
Fuck, mom. And most importantly, I didn't contribute to the spread of COVID-19. Stay sexy and stay the fuck at home. Formaldehyde, you win across the board.
And we want to say that stay at home is... and be safe is for the people who can't stay at home, for the essential workers who have to be at the grocery store, who have to be, you know, the cops and the first responders and the hospital workers and all the people who cannot stay at home. We
the people working at Domino's Pizza.
Totally.
Or
the people who have to work at Instacart right now because they need the fucking money so they can pay for their families to live.
Yes.
Let's respect those people
and stay it's at home them. If we can. Exactly.
And be like, please be like formaldehyde and stay home and don't do shit.
And play gin rummy. If a mother of three young kids can fucking do it and like make it interesting.
Do Jesus, it.
You can. You can do it. Can. This is from A_Gilchrist. Wanted to drop my fucking array here for y'all. For years, my dad and I have been on separate sides of the Colin Kaepernick protest. No matter what I said, he just always felt, quote, it wasn't the right venue. I don't want to talk about it. I never gave up trying to help him to see, but I figured he was pretty set in his ways. This morning, I got a text from him that said, quote, I was wrong. I was Drew Brees. I didn't get Cap. I do now. I cried and told him I was proud of him. He said, I'm proud of you. So no matter how long it takes, no matter how uphill the battle seems, we must continue to push for our Black community. Pedal to the metal. Love you guys. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
I love that.
This is from DNA TXN. I posted this in the fan forum, but it seems appropriate to put here since it was a fucking hooray. I absolutely love every time Marty and Jim make an appearance on the podcast. Aww. My dad died when I was 16, so I don't have any experience of having a dad and being an adult. I was really lucky to have a great relationship with my dad, and because he was chronically ill, I was able to appreciate every day we had with him. He was sometimes gruff and old-fashioned, having been in the army most of his life, but he was also kind and funny, accepting that life had knocked him for a loop. I miss him terribly, but when Karen and Georgia mention their dads, it warms my heart, and I can take a moment to imagine how my dad would respond to something in my adult life, and it helps me remember him a bit better. So hooray for dads. Thanks for sharing them.
That's so beautiful.
That's awesome. What a great fucking hooray to kick it off with. Good job, DNA _TXN.
That's gorgeous.
Awesome.
Mine is from someone named Livster, LIVSTERR. And it says, I have a fucking hooray. And then all caps, my dad is the fucking judge on the GSK case.
Oh, no.
Her dad is the Golden State Killer judge.
Oh, shit. She better shut up. This is all privileged information, girl. Do not. Ruin it.
Uh-huh. Growing up, my dad was a defense attorney in Sacramento. And says, sorry, Karen.
It's okay.
And I watched.
It's too late.
And I watched as he showed me what justice really was. Everybody deserves to have someone on their side. And he has so many stories now. He could probably fill a book. I definitely think this is where I get my dark and twisty passion for true crime. Mm-hmm. Definitely. But a few years ago, he became a judge and began trying more and more criminal cases until today he took on one of the most prolific serial killers still alive today. Not only is he an A-plus dad to three amazing daughters, I'm just adding this, Mackenzie, Brooklyn, and Madison and Bailey. But he is a kick-ass judge, and watching him lead the courtroom through this motherfucker's plea hearing was inspiring, to say the least. Love you, ladies, and keep doing your thing. P.S. I am a nurse in pediatric ICU, so I can confirm that, yes, you need to wear a fucking mask. And yes, you still need to distance. Okay, love you, bye. Holy shit.
What's their name?
Livster, LIVSTERR. Oh. That's on Instagram.
Congratulations, Livster.
Hey,
that's very
man.
Cool.
I feel
that's
like
amazing.
You're a celebrity.
You brought that up earlier. We were like, we didn't even take the time. We bullshitted about MAC makeup. We didn't take the time to talk about the plea deal, Golden State Killer. And I remember I was talking to somebody about this because I was reading about it. Oh, no, sorry, Stephen, it was you probably telling me during Do You Need a Ride or whatever, mm-hmm. but Paul Holes sitting in the courtroom watching this guy plead guilty, finally.
Amazing.
In 2020 to these crimes that he committed in the 70s and terrorized this entire, all of California. Up until very recently, the idea that story is winding down and he is going to be in prison for a long time for raping and murdering people for 40 years.
I think these can be our fucking hoorays this week. Because me saying like Pilates next is not going to fucking match up this. So I refuse.
Hey, but you know what? We can't be deep all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, literally, I was like, what British procedural can I say I'm grateful for?
Guys, comment this week again on Instagram and on our Twitter, My Favorite Murder and My Fave Murder. Tell us your fucking hoorays this week. We'll read them next week.
Incredible. And, you know,
small or big, they don't have to be heavy.
I was just going to say, we all can't all be Eeyore the Holland Lop, who stood up for the first time after being in a wheelchair for a fucking year and a half. But it's still good. We want to hear it.
Awesome. Send them to us.
Great job, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for participating with us.
Thanks for being here and coming to our party.
And stay sexy.
And don't get murdered.
Goodbye.
Elvis, do you want a cookie?